Coming up on the diary entry.
The devil knows he can't stop God's plan, but he'll try to distract you from playing your part in it. He doesn't need to destroy you if he can just delay you. Welcome back to the Diary Entry Podcast. I'm your host, Shai, and I'm glad you're here for the second episode of our series, When Life Gets Loud. Now listen, if you haven't tuned into our first episode of the series, God, Is That You? I need you to press pause on this one and go check that one out first, because it lays the foundation for everything that we'll be talking about in this series. But today, we'll be talking about something that hits home for every single one of us, and that's distractions. This episode is called The Distraction Dilemma, and we're not just going to talk about what distractions are, we're going to expose them. We're going to uncover how the enemy uses them to pull you away from your purpose, because let's be real, life gets loud, but sometimes the loudest noise isn't around us, it's within us. So today, we're digging deep into external distractions, internal distractions, and how to refocus when everything around you and inside you is trying to compete with God's voice. So grab your Bible, get cozy, and let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly, recognizing how easily our focus drifts. Lord, we confess, sometimes it's not that you've gone silent, it's that we've turned down your voice to turn up the world's. Today, we're asking you to quiet the noise in our hearts, reveal the distractions that have been stealing our attention and our time. God, teach us to listen again. Help us to choose you above everything competing for our focus. And for the one listening right now who feels scattered, weary, and unfocused, give them peace and clarity that only your presence can bring. In Jesus' name, amen. Alright, first things first, what is a distraction? A distraction is simply anything that pulls your attention away from what really matters. Distractions don't always show up looking wrong. Sometimes they come dressed as opportunities, they sound like obligations, and they even look like blessings. And that's the danger. Distractions often disguise themselves as good things. For an example, maybe it's that job that started out as an answered prayer, but it has you now too busy to even pray. Or it's that friendship that started off healthy, but now drains your spirit more than it fills it. And lastly, it could be your phone that you pick up just for 5 minutes, but somehow you've been scrolling for hours. The enemy doesn't always destroy your faith. Sometimes he just distracts it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Fix your eyes on Jesus." But if we're being honest, most days we're fixing our eyes on likes, text, money, and validation. And here's the thing, the enemy doesn't have to pull you away from God with sin. He just needs to pull your attention long enough that you stop paying attention to him. Now, hear me out on this. Distractions are dangerous because they distort your discernment. Let's look at Luke 10, the story of Mary and Martha. Martha was busy doing for Jesus, but Mary was being with Jesus. And Jesus said, "Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed." See, Martha wasn't sinning, she was serving, but she was serving so hard she stopped sitting. You can be busy in ministry and still miss intimacy. You can be active for God and still distracted from God. Let me say that again. Busyness is not the same as fruitfulness. The devil knows he can't stop God's plan, but he'll try to distract you from playing your part in it. He doesn't need to destroy you if he can just delay you. Let me tell you something. The enemy doesn't always attack your life. Sometimes he just attacks your focus. He knows if he can get you chasing success instead of surrender, comparison instead of contentment, anxiety instead of alignment, he's got you. See, distraction is deception in disguise. It looks harmless, until you realize it's been delaying your obedience. Think about it. How many times has God placed something on your heart, but you got distracted by what everyone else was doing? Or maybe you've been trying to hear God for direction, but your mind is filled with the noise of worry, social media, or people's opinions. Listen, distraction is the silent killer of destiny, because as long as you're distracted, you'll never fully be devoted. So, how do we recognize God's voice in the middle of all this noise? First, remember this. God's voice brings peace, not pressure. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." If it's frantic, fearful, or guilt-driven, that's not Him. Secondly, God's voice always aligns with His word. If it doesn't sound like scripture, it's not His spirit. And lastly, God often speaks in stillness. Just like Elijah in 1 Kings 19, it wasn't the fire, the wind, nor the earthquake. It was the whisper. Sometimes God's been speaking, but your environment is just way too loud to hear Him. So you've got to intentionally step away from the noise. That may mean putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, fasting from social media, and saying no to those who constantly drain you. Because God's not going to compete for your attention. He's waiting for your surrender. All right, let's get practical. Here's how you can fight back against distractions. Number one, always, always, always start your day with God. Before you open your phone, open your Bible, because even just 5 minutes in His presence can set the tone for your entire day. Number two, guard your gates. And what I mean by that, your eyes, your ears, and your mind, they're spiritual gates. What you watch, listen to, and scroll through affects your focus. And lastly, practice stillness on purpose. Stillness doesn't just happen, you create it. Maybe that's a morning walk with no music. Maybe that's sitting in silence before bed, because Psalms 46:10 still stands, "Be still and know that I am God." The devil's strategy is distraction, but God's invitation is devotion. Which one are you choosing today? As we wrap up today's episode, I want you to take a moment to ask yourself, what's been pulling my focus from God? Maybe it's comfort, maybe it's people, maybe it's performance. But whatever it is, release it, because your focus determines your fruit, and what you feed will always grow. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Next episode, we'll be diving further into our When Life Gets Loud series, and we'll be talking about those silent seasons. So you don't want to miss it. If today's message resonated with you, please share it with a friend. Also, follow us on Instagram for daily encouragement and updates. I love y'all. Be blessed, and I'll see y'all next episode.